98.9 The Buzz, it's Pizzano and Sandy, and it's time for the Buzz Baby University. We try to figure out the best way to parent our kids with a little help from you.
Okay, so sometimes, Scotty, you have questions for the class because, you know, you have a six-month-old at home. But today, we have a Buzz listener who needs our help.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so I just really want to prove to my husband that I'm right.
that's what we're here for.
That's the goal, yes.
I'm already going to side with you. I have a feeling.
Okay, well, what is it?
Perfect. Thank you. So Saturday we had a party for my daughter, mm-hmm. her birthday, and my youngest, he's 7, and when the attention's not all on him, you know, sometimes he'll act out. But he reaches in and grabs a handful of potato chips from the bowl, so now he's pretty much touched every chip in the bowl, you know what I mean? Like, with his gross, disgusting hands. And so, of course, I go to throw the bowl of chips out because they are, you know, thoroughly contaminated by child. And my husband stops me and says, no, we have to teach him a lesson. He has to eat every chip in the bowl as punishment. I mean, so, like, maybe I'm crazy, but I was like, that's a little much, but also food is punishment. I don't know. And I just, so anyway, we're in an argument about it.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but the kid does need to learn a lesson. And how, if you just...
Sure.
If you just tell
him, there are so many ways to do that.
It's instinctual to reach in with your hand and grab a wad of potato chips.
Okay, yeah. Throw the bowl of chips away. The kid's going to probably want to eat the entire bowl of potato chips. And then she's the mom. She's going to have to deal with all the tummy issues that come after that. I'm on your side. I'm team you. Throw the bowl out. That's not a lesson to teach.
Kid will get it. He'll probably never want another potato chip again, which is awesome. So, yeah, I'm on your
husband's side. I mean, my thought was we could throw it away, you know, in front of him and do a guilt trip kind of thing. Like, hey, this is your fault, you know. There's a way to do it without forcing him.
Yes. You know what? That's even better. You're right. That teaches the lesson. All right. So which parenting strategy do you like better? If your 7-year-old little boy reaches in to the bowl of chips at a party, pretty much touches every potato chip in the bowl, do you A, side with dad and teach the little boy a lesson by making him eat the entire bowl of potato chips? Or do you side with mom and throw the entire bowl of potato chips away?
We'll get some calls here. 222-2899.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye. And I agree with that husband.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Didn't they ever say, don't waste your food. There's poor, starving kids somewhere else in the world. Eat your food.
Potato chips, though.
Hey.
Listen, I have yet to see a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, whatever, get just one chip. They obviously are going to touch all the chips. You just make it known to the party. Hey, listen, this bowl of chips is contaminated. Or just throw it out. You don't force them to eat the whole bowl of potato chips.
If you want to get your grimy hands in it, you're going to finish it. That's what I say. You know what? You got to strike it while it's hot.
I'm not even sure if the kid is going to understand the punishment, really,
to be
honest.
At 7 years old, they will. And guess what? I mean, you're not going to, like, turn your kid into some, like, junk food obese monster thing.
They'll never eat potato chips again, actually.
It's actually good. See? 222 Buzz? What do you think?
Who side are you on? Which way to punish the kid. Teach the kid a lesson.
Yeah, what to do. Hi, the Buzz.
I'm definitely on the woman's side that wanted to throw the chips away.
Oh, why? Coronavirus?
That's one of the reasons. I think there's a list of them that I can think of. Obviously, health reasons, and, you know, it's just, I'm sure the kid wanted to vomit by the end of the bowl.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound right, right? To feed a little mooch a full bowl of potato chips.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, hey, he'll never do it again. It's like when your grandpa made you smoke a pack of cigarettes in front of him, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I was just thinking that. I was going to say that. That's along the same lines, for sure.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
222 Buzz. Got calls coming in. Hi. Morning.
Oh. Good morning.
Hi. What do
you
think?
In my family, we have a rule. You touch it, you take it.
Okay.
But I wouldn't agree with making the child eat everything.
But if he put both his hands in the the bowl of chips. Don't you think you should make him finish that so, because nobody else can have it? Now he's got his hands all over it.
Is that what your touch it, you take it rule means?
Well, yes, but I hope that he would learn that you touch one at a time because I'm going to be the one cleaning up the mess when he's sick everywhere.
See, that's what I was saying. I'm like, Mom's going to have to take care of the tummy issues. Dad is
exactly. Not- so I would let him know ahead of time. You touch it, you take it. If you don't want it, leave it there.
All right. Thank you.
Right. I feel like she's siding with Mom.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
So,
just
yeah.
Throw the chips out. There's a better way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.